Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Not Another Internet Guru podcast, hosted by Robert Benjamin and co-hosted by Mags. Today we have an exciting episode for you guys. We're going to answer all of the questions on my latest YouTube video. I know I have to say this every single time, guys, but if you want your questions answered, they are all going to be answered on this podcast. And please make sure you leave your username so you can get a free shout out on the podcast. All right, after minutes of arguing with him, Max is finally in the room and he is not ready to go. Of course, his laptop's not pulled up yet. But yeah, we're gonna get started in 1, 2, 3. Max, first question.
All right, the first question today is, when I use trending sounds and audios, the videos automatically flop. But if I use sounds from February, make my own, or use small creator sounds, they blow up. That's from at @xxxlil_predxxx.
So it sounds like what is actually happening is you might be using too little of a trending sound or a trending audio, and what's actually happening is you're not able to get enough watch time. I would make sure that your videos are 13 to 17 seconds long. In addition to that, I would look at the watch time. The number one factor for whether or not a video flops right now or doesn't flop is the watch time.
All right, question number two is not much of a question, but it says, I swear you say the same thing in every video, just in a different way.
Yeah. This stuff does not change. All the TikTok algorithm is an equation. You give it inputs, you get outputs. So I have to say this stuff in totally different ways to make sure that you guys understand it. The same way I might email somebody or talk to somebody and then talk to Mags, and I have to frame those two things in two different ways. Mags has to do the same thing. It's the same thing for everybody. There really are no secrets here. There are no, I don't even know the way to put it, but yeah. If I say the same thing in every video, that probably means, and you saying that lets me know that even though I do say the same thing in every video, you're not following the directions because you're still watching my videos. So I would strongly suggest that you check yourself and maybe tell me how you want me to explain things.
Hello, I'm in the dance niche and I have followed everything exactly except the hook or making people actually like or follow. What hook should I use? My account is @ryan.turi_.
I'm gonna let Max take this one.
So you're following everything except for the hook or incentivizing engagement, which are the two most important things that you can possibly do on the post. I suggest you go check out @thatguydrip for dance videos. He actually kills it with hooking viewers in and then incentivizing them to follow him. Those are the two most important things that you need to start doing on your post. So go get on that.
Yeah, and I would even add on to that, like a good hook, one hook that I love for dance creators, it's like my go-to, is ignore the hole in my pants, and then the ask for engagement at the end would be click plus if you saw the hole in my pants, or click plus if you didn't see the hole in my pants. Obviously, there's not gonna be a hole in your pants, but that's gonna get people watching the whole video and getting them to try to find the hole in your pants, which is gonna increase your watch time, increase your views, and then you'll just get people that blatantly lie to you and say that they saw the hole in your pants.
And then to add to that, another one that's great for dance videos is to just make the dance videos in unusual situations, things that people aren't used to seeing on TikTok, like in the bathroom, outside near something weird, just something that catches the viewer's eyes and they're like, what is that?
Next question.
Rob, I feel like the algorithm has changed slightly. I'm not getting the initial For You page run that I used to get. It takes 3 to 6 hours for my contact to get that initial For You run, For You page run, unlike before where it took a few minutes. This is hurting my growth a bit, and I was wondering if you have seen this and how to up my growth if this is happening. My TikTok is @JackMurphProductions, but it's just PROD.
All right, so first of all, you have no idea where your initial traffic is coming from. So for you to say that it's not getting on the For You page, that is absolute nonsense. You have no idea of that. That being said, it sounds like you're not posting at good times. What is likely happening is you're posting during times where TikTok has a lot of supply of content and not that much demand, which is why your videos don't get a lot of views during that time. And that's why it takes 3 to 6 hours, because supply and demand has to balance back out, and then your content's getting pushed out. That being said, like, you have no idea that that initial push is not coming from the For You page. I have no idea whether or not the initial push is coming from the For You page. So all I would do is adjust the time that you're posting. If you're seeing that big push 3 to 6 hours later, then try posting 3 to 6 hours later than when you normally post.
Next question. Hey, Rob. Can I have two accounts with the same content but in different languages? I want to create tutorials in both English and my native language.
Yeah, so you can do that, but I would probably gather that the account with the native language is gonna do way better if you're posting from that area. TikTok is a very geo-focused app, so it's gonna be very focused on where you are and what language that people speak there. That being said, if you use a VPN for one of those accounts and don't use it for the other one, TikTok will notice that you're posting from two different parts of the world on the same IP address, or the same device rather, and they're going to ban both your accounts. So I would not do that if that's the case. That being said, I would expect your native language account to do better if the country that you live in is not English speaking.
Hey Rob, I need some help with my account. I've been trying to follow the trends, but I don't know how to put my twist on it. I want to do something somewhat in the comedy niche, but I don't know where to get the ideas from. Do you have any people that you could recommend? Thank you.
Yeah, so I strongly recommend, since you don't know what you want to do, I don't want to recommend you specific creators. I want you to go to the comedy hashtags. Hashtag comedy, hashtag comedy skit, hashtag funny, hashtag reaction video, hashtag prank wars. Go in there, find out what you want to do. The fact that you said that you don't know how you want to add your own twist to pieces of content lets me know that you're judging yourself way too much. Do not judge yourself. Just put stuff out. You'll find what you like to do. You'll find what works, and then you'll keep doing that. Before we get into the next question, I did want to give a shout out to @TheJenniferGrace. You guys need to go follow her. She blends comedy with life coaching and is a badass author and TEDx speaker. She's on the rise. You guys need to go follow her and watch her grow. If you guys want to learn how to become a TED Talk speaker, anything about life coaching, or if you want to just get a laugh, you guys need to go check her out. That is @TheJenniferGrace. In addition to that, you need to go follow Lauren Cortez. Her is @LaurCorrR. That is @LaurCore with three R's. You need to go check her out. Again, very motivational content. Her content is absolutely amazing. It is really good. If you're in the motivation space, want to be in the motivation space, or if you just want to be motivated, or honestly, listen to somebody with a really positive mindset and a nice voice, you guys need to go follow her. I strongly suggest you go check out her content, because actually, I just noticed this. Her conversion rate for her followers and likes is almost 20%. She really knows what she's doing as far as posting on TikTok. I'm looking at it right now. She does an absolutely amazing job. You guys need to go check her out. Drop her a follow. Drop her a comment too and say, hey, Robert Benjamin sent me here. I'm here to stay.
Someone help me out. My live stream where I used to read comments were getting 30 to 100 viewers and they were doing really well when out of the blue, TikTok banned me from live streaming permanently for serious pornography violations when nothing contained even anything to do with pornography.
Yeah, so this has been happening to a lot of creators. The only thing that you can do is submit a ticket to TikTok and hope that they get back to you. That being said, this is a huge issue that's been affecting a ton of creators. This is actually why I have not gone live on TikTok in a really long time, because if that does happen to you, I've seen this happen to a ton of really large creators, they actually end up shadow banning you and not letting you on the For You page anymore, because obviously showing serious porn, I don't know the difference. Max might know the difference. Max is a porn addict. Between regular pornography and serious pornography, I don't, maybe it's premium. Max, you're signed up for Pornhub Premium, right? So, yeah, I don't know what the difference is, but serious pornography sounds like it's a worse offense than just regular pornography. So they're banning a lot of people from that. They're totally banning them from the For You page. That being said, I know I joked around a lot with that. The only thing that you could do is submit a ticket to TikTok, and I would not expect them to get back to you anytime soon.
Is there still a glitch that a live broadcast stops the views that you get on your recent posts? @FamousFisherman.
Yes, that is still going on.
Number 9, one that we get all the time.
Max, I'm gonna let you answer this one.
I've started so many accounts and I can't seem to get on the For You page at all. How do I do it? The answer is simple. Stick to one account. Stop giving up after 2 days of posting on an account and just stick with one of them. Delete all the rest of them. Pick one account. I don't care if it's the one with the most followers or the one where you think the content is the best. Pick one account, delete the rest, and continue posting on it. That is the only way that you're gonna solve this issue that keeps reoccurring with you.
Don't get bitter, just get better.
Dude, please respond. I use like 7 hashtags and my friend told me that this was bad, and he said that TikTok thinks it's stingy, so they won't put your videos out there.
Max, what do you think about this?
3 to 4 hashtags is optimal. It wouldn't be picked up as stingy, it would be picked up as spammy. They don't like when you use a ton of hashtags because they think that you're just trying to get your content out there to a bunch of people who aren't necessarily interested in the content that you're putting out. You're just putting out the most popular hashtags, as many of them as you can, and that just gets picked up as spam, so they don't push that content out as much.
In addition to that, if I ever see a post with way too many hashtags on it, I immediately skip that post. And a lot of other people do that too, because again, it just looks like shit. It's a terrible user experience. So they're just scrolling past your content. You're not getting a lot of watch time, and then that's why your stuff's not getting pushed out. All right, guys, so that was everything. Make sure you guys, if you have any questions, you need to comment on my latest YouTube video. We'll be going through the questions on every single podcast. Like I said, again, we went through like 11 or 12 questions there, and only like two or three people left their username. Please leave your username. I want to be able to give you guys shout outs. I want to be able to look at your account if, you know, the question entails that. That being said, guys, thank you so much for listening to this. If you want to, well, no, not if you want to. If you're still listening to this and you're on Apple Podcasts and you have not rated this podcast 5 stars, I'm going to question what the fuck you're doing. Please do that and DM me it on Instagram. I want to put you on my Instagram story too. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we will chat with you guys next time.